Welcome to The Leader. We're excited to introduce Marlon Tuazon, the creative genius behind Marlon Tuazon Couture, celebrated for its unparalleled elegance and quality. Winning accolades like Double Gold at Ternocon 2018 and dressing the nation's beloved figures, Marlon has etched his mark on Philippine fashion. Beyond glitz, he used his platform for good, innovating protective wear for frontliners during the pandemic, and contributing to various humanitarian efforts. His designs have graced international stages, including a prestigious exhibit in New York, showcasing the vibrant future of Philippine fashion. Join us as we delve into the life of this remarkable designer and philanthropist. The Leader presents the iconic Marlon Tuazon. Hello, Marlon. Good evening.
Hello.
Ayan, good evening.
Hello.
All right.
Good afternoon to everyone.
All right. Good afternoon. I'm very happy and thank you in advance for being here on the show, because this show is all about inspiring people, and we're very thankful na you accepted our invitation. First question is, could you tell us the journey, yung paano ka naging fashion designer? Paano ka nag
okay?
Paano ka nag-start?
Okay. Siguro I'm here to inspire na rin aspiring fashion designers. Bali, nag-start ako at early, like I'm 25 years na ngayon. So, nung nag-start ako, it was like I was designer sa isang fashion designer din dito sa Angeles, which is Lakasal. Lakasal is a wedding shop na kung saan ako nag-apprentice. Apprentice means I'm working there as a designer. So, but now, kasama ko na siya ngayon sa industry. So I'm so happy na tinulungan niya ako, naging stepping stone ko siya to be a fashion designer. That's Lakasal.
Is ano ba, yung pagiging fashion designer mo nung bata ka pa, yan na ba talaga yung gusto mo, yung pangarap mo?
Oh, yes. Natatandaan ko noon, like, pag nag-aaral kami, I used to draw parati, hindi draw, nag-draw ako ng mga designs, parati mga damit, and I used to cut papers sa school. So instead of cutting mga projects mo, mga damit na made of papers, yun ang ginagawa ko. Parang I'll be making a doll sa paper, tapos bibihisan ko siya ng papel din. So that where I feel na parang sabi ko, ang sarap-sarap yata maging designer.
Pero pag when you were younger, fashion designer kasi dati, parang alam ko hindi siya yung parang thing nung unang panahon. Kumbaga, lately lang ang fashion designer or designing is parang naging masyadong hindi ba siya mahirap during nung nag-start ka pa lang na what fashion designer, di ba, syempre hindi ganoon kadali yun.
Ayoko nung time namin, fashion designer was like hindi pa ganoon karami, like parang mabibilang mo talaga ka fashion designer sa Pilipinas. Like we have Ino Soto, Pitoy Moreno. So ilan lang mga fashion designer. Pero ngayon, ang maganda ngayon is marami na nagkaka-interest maging fashion designer. So parang babae or lalaki or lahat pwedeng maging fashion designer ngayon. As long as you have the talent and by heart, you love the job. Hindi sa job pag nagustuhan mo na siya, parang you're gonna learn to love it na.
Marlon, could you tell us yung a background? Saan ka ba lumaki? What was your life back then? Yung nag-start ka pa? Yung bata ka pa? Saan ka ba?
Medyo interesting ang paglaki natin. Okay. Lumaki ako I'm from Porac, Pampanga. So, Porac, Pampanga is parang pinaka-center namin dito is Angeles City. So, everyone na gustong, like, if you want to be like something na magtatayo ka ng isang boutique or salon or kung ano man, you have to go to the city, di ba? So, I started yon, nakipagtrabaho muna ako, pumasok muna ako as an apprentice nga sa Angeles through La Casal. And then, from there, lumaki na ang La Casal, then it's time for me to say na parang pwede na bang parang nag-part ways kami. Pero, yun ang yung pinagmamalaki ko na hindi lahat na nagpa-partner nag-aaway. Parang, yun yung parang partner na supported me when I went out of the shop para sa solo. Kaya siguro, blessed din kami pareho ngayon because kasama ko siya ngayon sa akin, like, sa business namin.
Sa family niyo ba, meron bang into fashion?
Ay, nako. Sa family namin, ayan, tatlo kami boys. Boys, bali, isang girl. Ako yung girl.
Okay.
Bali, tatlong boys. So, wala ang fashion sa family namin. Pero sa mga pinsan ko ngayon, I can see some of them na parang sumusunod sa yapak na parang they love it. Mm. But my lolo pala, my lola is a modista. Uh-huh. Modista doon. Noong panahon noon, modista siya. Okay. So, sa bayan noon, pag nagpagawa ka ng damit sa isang modista, it's parang, it's a designer na ngayon.
Mm. Pero yung parents mo, did they know that nung parents mo tinanong ka kung anong gusto mo balang araw, anong sinabi mo, fashion designer?
My parents are very supportive sa akin kung anong gusto ko. And I remember that time nung parang magka-college ako, hindi ko rin alam sa sarili ko kung kasi minsan sumusunod ka lang sa mga kung anong uso. I mean, yung kung ano yung kinukuha ng ibang kaklase mo, di ba? After, that was fourth year high school pa nung time natin, namin. And it's a very, very much ano yung mga business management. Basta business management side, mga accounting, ganyan ang usong mga course noon. So, I was into business management. Pero, yun. Pero, I was not able to finish it. And I jumped into a fashion designer. Doon ko nagustuhan. Doon ako nag-aral. Pumunta ako Manila. I went to Cora Doloroso. Cora Doloroso Career Center was the first, one of the first fashion school na meron tayo ngayon sa Pilipinas. And we have Slims also and Golden Hands. Yun.
Yung bang parents mo played a critical role kung ano ka ngayon? Isang fashion designer na successful?
Ayun. Yes, they played a very important and supportive role sa akin. Hindi lang sa akin, sa mga kapatid ko. Kung paano kami na nurture, pinalaki, and the values, yun na yan na ituro sa amin. And how to treat people, ganun, yung parang napamana sa amin was like parang be good always. Kasi yun yung pinaka base ng buhay natin ngayon dito sa mundo na you have to be good. You have to, life is too short. So you have to be good in everything you do. And you're gonna be successful. Pag hindi man ngayon, you have your own time and magiging successful.
Mas close ka ba sa mother mo o sa father mo?
Dad ko. Tatang ang tawag sa amin. Tatang ko kasi, man of a few words. So, hindi siya nagsasalita masyado. So, pero pag nagalit yan. So, mas close ako, syempre, on the mother side. Pero, pagka serious matters, I have to talk to my tatang and yun. He advises me naman kung anong dapat gagawin when it comes to like, I'm gonna build my shop, ganito po. Pagka lalaki matters, like, we're talking about yung mga building the shop, it's the father's side. Pero pagka like, mga staff, mga concerns sa food and everything, mga production, so you talk to my mom. So depende, half sila and luckily, sila ang kasama ko sa bahay every day. Kaya I'm so grateful and happy na kasama ko sila ngayon. Kung saan man ako ngayon, like, they still like support me everything na ginagawa ko.
If ever meron kang mga challenges na na-encounter, mas sinasabihan mo yung father mo or yung nanay mo?
Okay. Ako na muna yun. Ako na, I'll try to solve it by myself. Pero, syempre, I would love to share everything sa parents ko. Both naman are very open to help me. Pero, more on my mother's side, kasi nga, parang feeling ko, she would, like, parang understand me. Parang baby pa rin ako ngayon, up to now. Like, pag-uwi ko, I have the food, I have the food na pang dinner kahit late na, yung ang sarap na nakaready pa rin yung gano'n. So, yung mother na feel mo pa rin hanggang sa oras, hanggang sa panahon na ngayon na na walang nagbago. Walang nagbago. Kaya, I'm very happy and very lucky to have my parents as my parents na tinuturing akong talagang mahal na mahal na mahal.
Ano yung pinaka first break mo, if you could remember, Marlon?
Okay, ito. Every designer must maging thankful kayo sa first break. My first break was when I won a best in long gown in a one pageant here in Angeles or in our town. Parang it's a barrio pageant. Na masasabi ko, my God, ang saya ko noon. So it's a it's a barrio beauty pageant na parang best in long gown was my gown. And yung mga nandun na gown, yung mga ka-age ko rin na gumagawa ng mga gown. So, sabi ko, ay, ito na. Magtutuloy-tuloy na to. So, yun na nga. After that best in long gown, which is hanggang ngayon nasa akin pa, na ilalabas ko yon on my 20th anniversary, which is this year. So, andyan pa yung gown na unang-unang best in long gown ko.
After that, after winning the first best gown, anong nangyari? What's next for Marlon Tuazon?
I started to work and to accept na the offer of La Casal na to work with them and made several gowns na for the brides, for the bridesmaid, pati panlalaki, pinasukan na rin namin, mga groom. And when I started doing gowns, sabi ko, fashion is not only for sexy people, yung mga magaganda yung katawan eh. You're gonna encounter different clients na parang you have to, no, fashion must be to everyone talaga. And you must like, ang pupunta kasi sa'yo, hindi lahat yan ganyan ang katawan eh. So you have to dress them, you have to please them. So lahat ng mga yan, dadaanan mo. Siyempre, you're gonna go may magugustuhan, may hindi, may ganun. So number one gusto ko dyan is ma-please mo siya and mapaganda mo si madam or si sir na magustuhan ang gawa mo. So and I believe, sir, na pagka in any business nga na sinasabi ko noon pa na once na nagtagal ka, when you reach my time now is 25 years, you're doing good now. I mean, you're doing good in any kind of business. Makeup artist ka, kung ano ka man, or any kind of business. Basta do your best, give your best, and love your business. And everything will follow that.
Sino ang pinakauna mong, I would say, sikat na client?
Ah, eto nakakatawa, pinaka first okay. sikat na client ko, Bam Pineda is a stylist of ABS-CBN. ASAP, mm-hmm. sorry, ASAP, and he gave me then Vina Morales to be the pinaka first na celebrity na bihisan ko. Sabi ko, mm-hmm. ay Bam, hindi ko yata kaya. No, kaya mo. Sabi niya, kaya mo. And then, mm-hmm. yun, binihisan ko siya ng una, nagustuhan ni Vina, and then, nagsunod-sunod na si Vina, at nakita nung isang artista, hanggang,
mm-hmm.
Most of the stars from ASAP noon, nagsunod-sunod na yung bihisan ko. Until, mm-hmm. I reach Sara Geronimo. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest break na nakuha ko.
Yung Marlon, di ba, you said you were working as an apprentice, and then you started yes. your own brand, your couture. Could you tell us paano yung journey noon? Parang you're working and then nagkaroon ka ng parang capital and then suddenly you wanted to have your own. Ano nangyari doon? Tell us paano yun, yung journey mo. Yeah.
Ay, pakiulit, sir.
Okay. Tell us yung journey mo, yung di ba nag-apprentice ka and then from being an apprentice, you put up your own business. Pwede mo i-share sa amin ano yung journey mo, yung part na yun? Na parang na-decide ka na, wait, kailangan ko na magsarili.
Okay. Excuse me, Roy. Medyo mahina po siya, sir.
Okay. Alright. Yan. We'll try to, again, yan. Mas malinaw na. Yan. How about, parang meron yata tumatawag sa'yo. Wala ba tumatawag sa'yo? Okay.
Wala naman.
Okay. Alright. Can we, ayan. How about this one? Yan, ito. Ito, yan, this one. Ayan. Is it okay?
Yes, sir.
Ayan.
Yeah.
Ayun. Could you tell us yung journey mo, di ba, from being an apprentice? What made you realize na kailangan mo na magsarili?
Okay. Mismong my boss, Rosette Ramos Biag, parang siya na rin yung nagbigay sa akin ng kalayaan. Not kalayaan naman, yung parang a break na parang, kung gusto mo na mag-solo, sana ganun lahat ng partner. No, no joke. Ganun yung parang approach niya na, if you want to go solo na, sige, I'll give you the break, pwede ka na. Kasi I will stay with lakas ng 5 years eh. So, 5 years is matagal-tagal na din yun. So, nung okay. time na gusto ko na, oh my God, uh-huh. she really helped me.
I see. Okay. Marlon, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back. Pagbabalik natin, we'll talk more and ask Marlon more questions. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Boost your brand's visibility to new heights with DMC Digital Link Company Limited. Dive into our vibrant portfolio of outdoor advertising solutions. From the stunning billboards that command attention to the vibrant advertising posters that turn heads and the lively transit ads that buzz with energy. We're here to maximize your brand's impact with our expertly crafted services and prime locations, ensuring your message not only reaches, but captivates a wider audience. Don't wait. Connect with DMC Digital Link Company Limited today at 0917846-7028 and let's revolutionize your advertising strategy together.
With Australian companies hit every 7 minutes by a cyber attack, these next 60 seconds are pretty important. MasterCard has asked me, an ethical hacker, to help keep you in the know. So let's get started. Tip number 5, use antivirus software. Threats lurk at every corner. Trojans, malware, viruses, these aren't just buzzwords, but real threats to our system. Be it a simple email download can expose your organization to these threats. Antivirus software is essential, and here's the good news. With most computers, they come inbuilt with their own antivirus software. By simply ensuring it's active, you're already taking a huge step to safeguard your company. To learn more about cybersecurity, watch all 10 episodes.
Our show is also streamed live simultaneously on the following social media platforms. Our show is also streamed live simultaneously on the following social media platforms. Our show is also streamed live simultaneously on the following social media platforms: YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter.com, now X, LinkedIn.com. You may also follow us at TikTok. We are IBS Media.
Asu TV.
Okay, welcome back. And let's read some comments from our viewers. All right, let's bring in Marlon. So, Monica Montes says, wow, kaka-excite naman to fashion design. And then I think Monica is asking, paano ka nag-start? Actually, nasagot na to kanina. And Roman Valdez, ano po ang katangian para maging successful na fashion designer?
What's your name? Ramon? Roman. Roman.
Yeah.
Katangian ng isang maging successful na fashion designer is, I think, yung love mo. When you love your work and you love, like, fashion designing, kasi is hindi biro-biro yan. You're dealing with the supplier from the fabric, from the sewer, from the beader, from the finisher. So, maliban sa client, may binibil ka pang iba. So, you must learn how to respect and love them. And love your business. Love the people around you. So, that is the greatest na
Okay. I think we have some some technical difficulties apart ni Marlon. Ayan, all right. Okay, here's another question from Michael Ramson. How is your feeling to have the first design lalo na sikat na nasusuot ng obra mo? Anong feeling?
Oh, nakaka-excite. Parang nung first time kong mabigisan ang isang celebrity or sikat na personality natin noon. My God, parang ang naalala ko noon, wala pa yung paano ba ako nagka-picture noon. Basta nagka-picture ako and I kept it. I'm the type of person na I used to keep mga memories. Mahilig ako mag-collect ng mga ganon. So, I kept that picture and parang naging inspiration ko siya na, oh my God, pupuno sila. Pupuno tong frame na to, na dadami yung mga bibihisan ko. And after 25 years, it happens.
Ayan. Another question here from Dustin Davila. Saan po kayo kumukuha ng inspiration nyo sa pag-design?
Okay. Designers kasi, hindi pare-pareho yung kinukuha nila ng inspirations. When you're an artist, yung mood, iba-iba yan. Ako kasi, nagsastart ako sa fabric. I love to stay kahit maghapon ako sa isang fabric store, kaya ko kasi doon ako nagkumukuha ng mga inspiration, yung mga fabric ng iba, you know, that one yung parang ito siya, I'm gonna play with the fabric lang, and then from there makakaisip ka na ng mga creations mo, or meron din akong isang parang ginagawa na effective sa akin na halimbawa, it's a fashion show. I need to do like 10 collections. Kukulong lang ako sa kwarto ko. I'm gonna play good music. Mm-hmm. Gusto ko music. I'm gonna eat. Then I'm gonna take a shower. Papahinga. Ayun. Mm-hmm. The whole day, gagawin ko lang yung collections ko. Na walang phone. Wala. Basta yung concentration mo. And of course, yung love mo. Yung love mo sa collection na gagawin mo.
Ayan. And then another question from Aris Cruz. Ano po ang pinakamabigat na nangyari sa inyo sa pagde-design? Hindi niyo pa ba naisipang sumuko, or was there a time na you said ayaw mo na?
Oh, that was thank you Miss Aris. This was 2 years ago. Sir Dave, mm-hmm. if you remember, if you see my post, that was the time na parang akala ko that will be my end. That was the time na na-stroke ako. As in, stroke. So, pagka nag-stroke ka na, hindi ka na makakagalaw same as before. So, what happened to me was, oh my God, it's a miracle talaga na na sabi ko, I thought yun na yung pinakahuli na araw ko as a designer. Yung akala ko magiging gulay ka na. You know that one? Yung parang buhay ka pero you're not active anymore. Pero I kept myself parang I gave everything to the Lord. Lahat, lahat sabi ko, Lord, ikaw na po ang bahala. Kung ano po ang bibigyan niyo sa akin, I'll be accepting it. And pag nagtuloy-tuloy pa ako, it means meron pa akong purpose. And you know what? Instead na 1 week ako sa CEO, I was just like 2 days lang. Nilipat na ako sa isang regular room. So, that, when I started na, sabi ko, oh my, this is something. So, meron pa akong dapat maituloy. Kaya, ang dami-daming nai-inspire sa kwento ko na pwede pa palang matuloy ang buhay after mong madaanan ang isang mabigat na pagsubok. That is a mabigat talaga na pagsubok sa akin na akala ko hindi na ako makakapag 25 years, akala ko hindi na ako makaka-sketch ulit, and akala ko lahat matatapos na, but the good Lord, yan, pinigay niya sa akin lahat. Ngayon, nagpo-pour lahat ng blessing. And I just have to share it. Wala na Marlon, pwedeng gawin pang iba kundi i-share.
Anong nangyari? Nagka-stroke ka? So you were, you were like parang nagde-design ka, suddenly the stroke attack? Paano ba yung nangyari? Ano nangyari?
I was at home then. Mapunta akong work ko. Yes. And I just feel numb. Numb yung isang kamay ko, yung the right one. Tapos, sabi ko, ay, punta na ako ng shop. Ano kaya to? Yung feeling ko lang, parang wala lang. So, nagdadrive ako papunta ng shop. So, I live in Porac and my couture shop is in Angeles. So, it takes about 30 minutes.
Okay. So,
habang nagdadrive ako, gumagrabe, papuntang paa ang numbness. So, sabi ko, hindi na okay to. And what I did is, I call my friend from Medical City and parang ako pa nga ang tumawag. Tapos sabi ko, Kreng, parang gusto kong magpa-confine. Kasi abang nagda-drive, I have to call. So buti, presence of mind, andyan pa rin. Ay, sige, ano nangyari sa'yo? Parang nagnanam ako. And then, sabi niya, oh, go to your shop. And then from shop, I ask someone to drive me papuntang Medical City. And, sakto sa oras, pagdating sa Medical City, bumagsak ako. Yun na yun. Parang sinakto lahat ng mga nangyari. Kaya, sabi ko,
When you woke up, anong oras, kumbaga, bumagsak ka, nagising ka, anong oras, and what was the first thing in mind?
Okay. Nung na-stroke ako, oh my God, that was Valentine's Day, February 14. Imagine. Okay. So, yung plano ko, yung client meetings ko the whole day, oh my. Parang, ang nakikita ko na lang, ilaw ng emergency room. Emergency room, yung ilaw na lang na nakaganon ako. So, sabi ko, wala akong matandaan. Basta nakadilat lang ako, white lang nakikita ko. White lang, as in white. So, hindi ko alam kung ilang ilaw yun, basta white. Hanggang pumikit na ako, tapos, wala na ako maalala. Ang pagising ko na lang noon is pangalawang araw ko na pala doon. Nasa, what do you call that? Nasa ICU na ako.
Okay. And then pagising mo, ano nangyari? Parang you realize na may stroke ako? Or what was the nung nagkamalay ka? What came to your mind?
Okay, ito kasi, kasalanan ko yun eh. Kasi, hindi ako nagpapa-check up. Ayan, that's a lesson na kailangan natin gawin, ha. We must have our check up regularly. And I think nung nangyari sa akin noon, it's a lesson. Maraming lesson na yung mga habits ko noon as a designer, kasi I used to wake to sleep super late na yun. Kaya tapos ang gising ko maaga pa. So, parang sabi ni Lord, parang dahan-dahan-dahan lang. Break ka muna. So, nagkaroon ako ng realization sa buhay na na pwedeng mawala sa'yo sa isang iglap pang lahat. At pwede rin magtuloy-tuloy yan sa isang iglap lang. So, nasa sa'yo lang kung paano mo to haharapin.
So during the process, Marlon, okay, di ba, nakalabas ka na sa hospital. What was the thought? Naisip mo na parang, teka, baka hindi na ako magbabalik sa fashion. Anong gagawin ko? May mga ganun bang mga sa mind mo?
Hindi. Hindi ko i-entertain yung ganun na feeling na I'm gonna stop. No. The mere fact na umiksi yung araw ko na supposedly nasa ICU pa ako, parang sign niya ni Lord na parang magtutuloy pa ang karir mo. Magtutuloy ka pa, Marlon. Yung parang, anak, magtutuloy pa yan. So, ingatan mo lang lahat-lahat sa pagbalik mo. So, from there, I take a rest. So, someone take to, nag-ingat. Yung mga staff ko take good care of my shop. And, doon, hanggang bumalik ako, hanggang nakabalik ako, na ang dami ng kliyente. Like, Marlon, please come back, please be strong. Parang ganon. So, they gave me inspiration to my clients, my friends, and of course, my family. And of course, my second family, my mga staff ko na, sorry ha, nandito pa ako sa shop ngayon. So,
okay. Yun. There's a question here from Jessica. Is there a time po ba na naiyak ka, nabalikan, na wow, ang layo na ng narating mo? From Jessica.
Naiyak. Basta ang dinadasal ko lang parati yung Lord, sana matuloy ito kasi I really want to help more people. Parang, who are those people? The people behind the production, we have the sewers, lahat ng mga yan, sa sewers, sa bidders, yung production staff mo, you will consider them as your family. Kasi mas madami kang oras sa kanila, sa shop mo, kesa sa bahay mo eh. Kasi papasok ka ng 9, uwi ka ng 7, pag bahay mo, tulog ka na, parents mo, andyan lang, kakain, so you're gonna have 2 hours lang, pero sa shop mo, ang tagal mo. So, most of my life, nasa shop ako. So, nakakaiyak kasi halo-halo, mixed emotions na nung gumaling ako eh. Kaya, tinatatagan ko ang loob ko every now and then na may darating na pagsubok, parang, kaya ko na yan. Kaya, I have to be strong for my family and for my staff na andyan parati para sa akin.
There's another question here. Paano mo minomotivate yung sarili mo? How do you motivate yourself?
Okay, motivate myself in terms of sa buhay or sa trabaho. I make it a point ngayon na separate ang career sa bahay, sa family. Okay, I make it a point, you know, maniwala ka hindi, yung room ko is walang bahid na designer ang nagtuturo dito. Kasi walang designs, it's a plain thing na parang room talaga, room lang talaga siya. Pagdating ko ng room, kakalimutan ko na lahat muna ng mga stressful kasi ang being as a work eh. Any work naman stressful, di ba? Pero pagdating ko sa bahay, ayan, family na, talk na, chika na, lahat-lahat gagawin na. So, nasa ano lang yan? Nasa paghawak lang ng oras mo. Time management, kaya yan.
Paano, Marlon, you being the designer, you being the owner, you're running a business, meron ka ng pinapasweldo, unlike before, apprentice ka, now ngayon, you're running your own business, hindi mahirap ba siya or paano mo to na overcome?
Eto pa, I forgot to share to you, Sir Roy, na at the middle of my career pala, nasunugan din ako ng shop. Okay. Nasunugan ako ng shop and lahat nasunog. Walang natira. Alam mo yung ano natira sa akin? Just my bag, kasi nasa bahay na ako, that's 1 a.m. Ano tira sa akin? It's just a bag, a sketch pad, a ball pen, and a tape measure. That's yung mga gamit ng bag ko. So, that was hindi ko na matanda. That was 15 years, 16 years ago. So, yung parang na-restart ulit ako noon. That was my second pagsubok pala. That's my first pagsubok pala before the stroke. Kaya, kakayanin natin kung ano man ang pwedeng darating sa buhay natin. And lahat yan, basta isusuko mo kay Lord. Everything would be like possible na dadaan lang yan.
Okay. Marlon, yung nasunugan ka, mas matindi yun kaysa ano eh. Kasi diba sabi nga nila, pag nasunugan ka, wala lahat. Isipin mo na wala lahat. Meron ka bang, when that happened, ano yung, did you feel na parang, parang is this the end of my career? Ano yung, was there a mixed emotion yung time na yun? Ano yung mga nangyari, okay. Ano yung mga emotions na time, nung time na yan?
Oh, that time was like parang, doon ako muntik na sumuko na parang hindi yata ako sa designing world. Parang iba yata yung tatahakin kong landas. But what made me stronger is yun nga, yung bag ko na may sign. Sabi ko, Lord, bigyan mo ko ng sign na eto, tutuloy ko siya. Fashion designer is my career talaga. It's my love. Nung buksan ko yung bag ko, yun, nakita ko yung tape measure, the sketch pad na hindi ko siya dinadala. Ewan ko ba't nasa bag ko siya, ba't dinala ko siya that night. And from there, I just sketch isang damit lang. Sabi ko, pag nakabalik ako, kung babalik ako as a designer, gagawin ko to. Nangyari yun. Ginawa ko yun. And that gown is still with me up to this time.
Marlon, how important it is na sa buhay na isang designer, nandyan yung Diyos. Prayerful ka. Kasi, correct me if I'm wrong, merong ibang mga designers, pag medyo nandun na sa taas, parang mayabang na eh. So, how important it is to have God as a fashion designer?
Okay. Not just a fashion designer, pero lahat tayo dapat dun papunta eh. Pero as a fashion designer, kakainin ka ng oras mo if you don't know how to balance everything. Kasi pag na ano mo yung tugatog ng tagumpay, like, mag-iba ka eh. Pero ako, I never, like, meron man, alibaba, fashion show, i-enjoy mo lang siya. Pero after that, oh my God, thank you Lord. Huwag ka mong kalimutan magpasalamat. Ako nga, parang, ang dami kong dinaanan, pero yung pagpapasalamat, yun yung pinaka-important. Up to this time, small things like pinapasalamatan ko, Lord, thank you Lord, ganito. And once na nasanayan mong magpasalamat through small things, oh my God, di mo marirealize mo na lang na ang dami-dami blessing. And you are one of the blessing na sabi ko, sana makag-guess ako dito.
Okay. Marlon, I have a question. To all those who are watching right now, yung gusto maging fashion designer, to be like you, what is your parang advice to them dapat nila gawin?
Alam mo, ito yung usual na tinatanong ng mga nag-i-interview sa mga fashion designer. What will be their advice sa mga aspiring designers? For me siguro, love lang. Love sa work mo. Love as a fashion designer. You just have to love pati yung mga client mo, pati yung mga nagagalit sa'yo. Lahat yan. Parte lahat yan. So you have to love and enjoy everything. Basta once you na you're enjoying your work, hindi siya magiging work. Magiging parang everyday blessing. Think of it like an everyday na bigay ni Lord. Hindi yan parang, ay, work na naman ako. Parang wala ka sa mood. Ayan, rutinary, work.
Mm-hmm.
Being a fashion designer, it's not a rutinary yung work mo. Magiging parang, yung happiness mo, when you create a gown, like, pag nag-create ka ng somewhat special, like, gown for this person, oh my God. Pag sinuot na niya, andyan na yung feeling na ang saya-saya lang.
Paano yung, Marlon, paano yung process ng, saan nang gagaling, paano yung process ng creativity na, for example, may nagpasukat sa'yo, ng nagpasukat, saan, paano mo hinuhugot yung design na para sa isang tao na yan? Meron ka bang, how do you know, walk us through yung process, paano yun?
Alam mo, usually, kasi, sir, Roy, dumarating yung client sa akin, I talk to them first, lalo na pag hindi mo siya masyadong kilala. Ano ba, you just know him by name or nakikita mo lang siya sa mga move. Ano ba, celebrity siya or politician.
Mm-hmm.
But importante, alamin mo ang gusto at hindi ng isang kliyente. And yung alam mo dapat ang limitation niya, ang pwedeng gawin at hindi pwedeng gawin, hindi pwedeng pasuot, ganun. From there, habang nakakausap ko sila, parang nagkakaroon ng rapport niya. Mm-hmm. So, from there, kumukuha din ako ng inspiration kung ano yung gagawin ko, damit, para sa kanya.
Hindi ba siya yung parang, kaya nga pumunta ka sa, lumapit ka sa fashion designer, di, kung anong maisip niya, di yun na yun, hindi ba siya ganun? Na parang, teka, mas magaling ka pa sa akin. Ako, kaya nga, pumunta ka sa Marlon Tuason Couture, eh. Dapat ito yung concept ko, suotin mo to, ganun. Hindi ba ganun?
Okay, actually, lahat kami, Amy, kanya-kanyang, parang, eto, specialty niya, ganito, eto, ganyan, eto, ganito. And, ever since I won Third Con, na naging, parang, yun na yung pinaka-stepping, parang, oh my God, doon umikot na yung buhay ko na parang na-meet ko na ang mga tao, nakikita ko lang sa mga magazine or diaryo, mga socialite people. Doon ko sila nakita in person, congratulating me dahil sa Third Con, which is napakalaking tulong sa akin. Napakalaking tulong niya sa career ko. That was 5 years ago. And up to now, I'm so thankful to Sir Ben Chan, to CCP, and of course to Sir Gino, na bubuo-buo ng Third Con na up hanggang ngayon, nagiging parang inaabangan pa rin. Because I was the first double gold winner then. So, yung nagsunod-sunod, ayan, ang gaganda ng mga career nila ngayon.
Ito, we have a question here from Kyra. Paano nyo po na-handle yung mga criticism, mga negative feedback about you?
Ah, madami yan. Sa lahat ng bagay, matakot ka pag wala nag-criticize sa'yo. It means hindi ka na gusto or hindi ka na pinag-usapan. So, ngayon, but make sure, pag kinikriticize ka sa gawa mo, hindi mo lahat mabiblease, yes, but you have to, ako kasi parang, no, madam, gusto mapalitan natin ganito. It's a try mo pa rin ibiblease. Parang, hindi tayo pare-pareho ng way kung paano natin kakausapin ang kliyente. Pero ang sa akin is, mas maganda ang feeling, mas masarap ang feeling kung mapiplease mo ang pinakamahirap na makausap na tao na kliyente. Yun, madami, iba-ibang klase ng tao yan. So, pagka nakuha mo ang loob at nagustuhan ang gawa mo ng pinakamahirap kausap. May ganun eh, parang yung alam mo na mahirap siyang gawa na damit eh, magiging parang iba. Parang nanalo ng nanalo ka ng award. Pag na-piece mo ang isang napakahirap piece. Ganun.
Marlon, ano ang pinakamahirap mo na o pinaka-challenging mong ginawa na binihisan or something na pinaka-grabe talaga yung lahat ng brain cells mo lumabas?
Ano po? Pakiulit po.
Ano yung pinaka-challenging mo na dinesign na talagang nahirapan ka ng grabe as in sobra?
Ah, okay. Let me say you this way na lahat ng mga ginagawa kong damit is like everyone, pinututukan yan eh. So, napipil mo lahat yan eh. Pero one of the pinakamatagal na ginawa namin was the Turnocon damit na ilalaban namin for the final time. So, we have 1 year preparation. So, we did it first in Digan. Parang, it's a 1 year preparation. Parang yung contest na, yung Turnocon itself, it's a 1 year preparation para magawa niya ang damit. So, yun yung parang 1 year kang iniisip mo, tama kaya yon, ano ba yon, maganda ba yon. But what I did then was parang I just did whatever I want to do. Hindi yung, ay, kailangan contest niya, gaganito yung gawin ko. Hindi. Ang ginawa ko kung ano ang gusto kong gawin. I did not copyin nga to, kuha ng inspiration dito, parang hindi, hindi. I just do, parang yung utak ko noon is sa, sorry ha, yung inspiration ko noon is parang nasa childhood memories na. I'm like watching the Sampaguita pictures then. So, napaka, we'll go there pa siguro sa mother time yung kung ano yung dinaanan namin sa Turnocon.
Ayun. Marlon, ano yung pinaka, where do you get parang yung inspiration mo? Kanina you said Sampaguita pictures. Ano pa yung mga inspiration mo? Paano yung ano? Saan ka kumukuha ng mga inspirations?
Ay, okay. So, di ba lahat tayo noon? I think I was elementary then. Yung meron show I think that was I don't know what channel yun. Nakalimutan ko na. Parang it's an afternoon show. After the noontime show, meron show na pang old movies siya sa Pagita Picture. I really, really love seeing Gloria Romero wearing a terno, na naka-balloon na skirt, and ang sarap-sarap lang ng feeling. Now, later on, nalaman ko na yung mga dress pala na maiksi na sinusuot ni Gloria Romero din was, they call it balintawa. That was the, those were the casual wear natin noon na nakatarik sila, nakaterno sila, pero it's a casual wear lang. So, that was an inspiration na sabi ko, nakaka-excite. I'm always looking forward for the 2 o'clock. Parating after the noontime, manunod talaga ako ng sa Pagita Films or LBF.
Anong nakikita mo sa fashion industry natin sa Pilipinas? May nakikita ka bang magandang future? Especially sa mga fashion designer na bago pa lang sa Pilipinas?
Ah, marami. Yeah. We have so many talented fashion designers, young fashion designers now, na competitive na sa ibang bansa na their works are very wow, ang ganda, ang galing-galing na mga young designers ngayon. That I'm a fan of them na pagka ay ang galing naman ng batang to. Madami like every year may nakikilala ako. Oy, Sir Marlo, ate, parang ganun. Ano pong advice? May hindi na advice. Pero sabi ko, uy, ano ka ba? Magaling ka. Just continue it. And yun. Madami. Napakadami chance ng fashion natin na mag-excel and
Ayun. Okay, two more questions before we end the show. Ano ang future ng Marlon Tuason Couture? Okay. Ayan. So, ayan. So, yung question is, ano yung future ng Marlon Tuason Couture?
Okay, future ng Marlon Tuason Couture. Yeah.
Yeah. Ayan.
Okay.
So,
for this year, I plan to have, they are planning pala my 25th anniversary. So, hope you
yes.
This okay. coming November. So, I'll be inviting you personally sana makita tayo doon, and I'll be having a show in Milan also, and I'll be coming out with my newest collection and also the coffee table book as my 25th anniversary this coming 2024 as I celebrate my 25th anniversary. So, madami in search sa akin, madami nag-o-offer sa akin, pero sabi ko, hope we can do it na hindi ako masa-stress. Alam mo yung ganun, yung parang my health pa rin is pinaka-concern natin. And of course, yung nai-enjoy mo lang lahat. So, lahat yan, looking forward, and my clients too are looking forward for that. And hopefully, makasama ka namin nun, sir.
Alright. Final words to our viewers to inspire them. Marlon, final words to our viewers. Yung final words mo sa viewers natin. Ano yung final words mo sa viewers natin? Final message sa mga viewers.
Okay. My final message po, napaka-simple lang. Maging masaya lang po. Piliin po natin na maging masaya sa buhay. Because we're gonna live only once. And nasa sa atin yun eh. May choice tayong lahat kung gusto natin maging masaya, miserable, or paano man. But please choose to be happy and hindi tayo magsisisi lahat yan. And of course, kapit lang tayo parati. And kung may pinagdadaanan nga tayo, sabi nga ni Father na huwag natin tambayan yan. Daanan lang natin yan. At bukas, iba na naman yan. Okay?
Alright. Marlon, thank you very much for the time and appreciate that for the show. Thank you very much, Marlon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir Ray. And I will see you soon.
All right. Thank you very much. There you have it. The famous, the iconic Marlon Tuason, who will be celebrating his 25th year in the fashion business industry. Again, thank you so much, guys, for joining me. Catch me again on the next episode of
What does it take to be a leader? What paths have people like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates walked to carve their niches in the annals of success? The Leader by Asul TV dives deep into the minds, habits, and decisions of successful individuals. From their early life challenges to their pivotal breakthroughs, join host Roy Botto as he unravels the fabric of leadership and innovation that sets these figures apart. Discover the drive, the failures, the resilience, and the ultimate victories that define true leaders. The Leader with Roy Botto.